Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to be joined on the line by Jody Buchholz, who is the manager of the Local Immigration Partnership for Lanark and Renfrew. Jody, welcome to In Focus.
Thanks, Bob. Always great to be with you.
It's interesting. We've had a couple of conversations about a couple of other initiatives being run by the LIP before, but this is the first time that we get to focus on In Focus here, which is great because it gives us an expanded opportunity to talk about your organization and in particular, this initiative that has been launched, Culture Connect, which is a celebration of diversity and culture. Before we get to that, for anyone who doesn't know, can you tell us a little bit about the Local Immigration Partnership for Lanark and Renfrew, what it is, how you got started, and what your goals are?
Thanks, Bob. Local Immigration Partnership, we're actually funded by Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada. And we're housed in Algonquin College's Pembroke campus, but we cover Lanark and Renfrew County. So we have a lovely big catchment area. And our goal is to support communities in bringing together service providers, settlement agencies, community groups, employers, municipalities, and other key organizations to create a welcoming and inclusive community for newcomers. And for those of you who might find the word newcomer to be a little bit new of a word, you know, that's anybody who is a refugee, anybody who is new to the area, who has recently immigrated, or who does not have a permanent residency status in Canada. So it's a bit of a catch-all term, newcomers.
We've been talking with you in the past, too, about a portal that you've created, which is sort of like one-stop shopping, whether it be on a computer, tablet, or phone, for people to go. And it's an amazing collection of resources, isn't it?
It is. And the launch of the newcomer website portal was really timely, given that we have seen our newcomer population really grow in the last couple months, thanks to the many displaced Ukrainians who are making their way to the Ottawa Valley. And so it really has served its function very well and has been a really important kind of boots on the ground tester to make sure that we have the content that we need. And so we've been growing that content to meet the needs of our growing population.
Now, when we talk about people who are fleeing the war in Ukraine right now, what kind of impact has your organization had on those who are coming here?
Well, we have been working with organizations like Ukrainian Diaspora Support Canada, that's based in Carleton Place, and we've been working with some church groups and some community groups to help build that kind of fast response, that early response network of volunteers, so that when the displaced Ukrainians do make their way to the Ottawa Valley, that we can kind of have pockets of volunteer networks across the Ottawa Valley to make sure that these folks have support. So they have housing, they have support with transportation, they have the physical items. You know, a lot of these folks are just leaving with, maybe a backpack, maybe a small suitcase. Really, that is all that they have. And so the Ottawa Valley has been exceptional in stepping up to help our new community members. And we're going to see that continue to grow and to flourish. And so it's really important that we create an environment for our new community members to make them feel safe, to make them feel seen, to make them feel like this could be a permanent home for them if they chose.
And really, that's where this new initiative comes in. Culture Connect, which is as you've built it, a celebration of diversity and culture. We certainly know that our country is made up of a diverse population. The cultures are, they're really diverse. I guess I'll use that word as well. But we've got this beautiful mosaic of different walks of life that are all walking together. And this is really a celebration of all of that, isn't it?
It is. And we already have so many amazing community groups and libraries and community members who are doing and celebrating culture on a regular basis. And so really, Culture Connect is maybe not a very novel idea. It's a nod to what Ottawa has done, Ottawa Local Immigration Partnership with their Welcome Ottawa Week or their WOW Week. And a lot of our community groups who are building out multicultural activities like the Pembroke Public Library as a good example. And so what we've done is we've just kind of you know, brought everybody together, which is our role in the community. So we've brought in community organization and partners who are already doing this work. And so that we can have kind of this month-long celebration of creating space for learning and social connection and fun across the Ottawa Valley, without it being a huge amount of onus on any one organization. And so that's what Culture Connect is. It's bringing people together to celebrate and honor the cultures and traditions that make up our really special communities.
Yeah, and we just spoke with the Perth and District Union Library not too long ago about a special word walk that they're doing in Perth and in Tay Valley, which is getting people to walk around parks, collect these words, and then write a short story or a poem having to do with culture and diversity and submit it for the chance to win prizes. So it's things like that, right?
Exactly. And it's really simple but impactful activities that allow us to, one, reconnect after 2 years of quite a bit of isolation, and to learn from one another in spaces that are safe, in spaces where we can ask questions, in spaces where we can be open to learning something that is unrelated to your background and your culture.
Now, if people would like to learn about the activities that are taking place in their communities or at the very least close to them, is there a collection somewhere where they can go and then get an idea of what's going on near them?
Absolutely. So we've created a special designated website page called that can be found at liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect. And so again, that's liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect. And this has all of the resources that you want to engage with over the month. It also leads to our events calendar that has all of the details, all of the organizers, and how you can register and be part of all of the activities that are happening. And I do really encourage folks to go beyond your community, go to one of the communities outside of Perth or outside of Carleton Place or outside into Renfrew County and explore the different areas that make up this beautiful Ottawa Valley.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I know you love it when that mm-hmm. happens, but what are some of the things that you would enjoy doing that you're looking forward to over the course of the month?
Oh, wow. That is a good question. One, I think that the Community Reads event is pretty exciting. So one of the, we've created a bit of a list where there's an underlying theme to the Community Reads event. So there's a topic of that sense of belonging, that sense of feeling in between, and that being deeply within a culture, but then also on the periphery. So folks who are interested in engaging in our Community Reads event, they can pick from a list of books that we've kind of selected, or they can pick a book that they've always wanted to read that kind of falls within this theme. And then we're going to meet as a community, doesn't matter where you live. We're going to meet virtually on June the 29th in the evening from 6 until 7 p.m. And we're just going to have an open conversation around how this theme relates to the story that you read, but then also how did you internalize that? Do you have lived experience with that? So I think that's a really exciting one. And I also think, am I allowed to pick more than one?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because it's like asking me to pick my favorite child. I think that there's also a really exciting one, what we're calling Battle of the Bats, where a love for cricket meets a passion for softball. So this will require a little bit of exploration of the Ottawa Valley. But this event's going to be taking place on Sunday, June the 26th in Petawawa. And so we actually have the Ottawa Tuskers Cricket Club, who's going to be challenging a local Canadian Armed Forces softball team in a back-to-back friendly game of softball, followed by a game of cricket. And so this is is an opportunity. You can bring the whole family out to Petawawa. You can watch and learn how to play cricket, because this is a sport that's not very common in our area. And then you can cheer on and watch as the two teams mix and play against each other. So it's really exciting. We've got the colonel of the Garrison Petawawa, Colonel Vass, who's going to be throwing the pitch. And of course, this event, I want to give a shout out to our event sponsor and community leaders, Hiska, your independent grocer based in Petawawa. They have made this event possible.
Boy, does that ever sound interesting? And it's like the reading one that you were speaking of as well. It really does sort of mix the cultures together without creating something new, but it mixes the two together so that the sides can each get a real good exposure and experience of what it's like to be immersed in it. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited to, and there's so many events too. I actually want to give a special shout out to Starbucks Carlton Place as well. Their event, which was originally scheduled for Monday, June the 13th, and has been rescheduled until July the 11th, but they're bringing in folks into Starbucks where you can treat it a little bit like, almost like a human library, where you can check some of the community members out and you can learn about them. You can have a really open and candid conversation, which is something that is novel. You know, it's, we don't have the opportunity like we wish we did, where we could connect with community members, where we can hear their story and we can just kind of immerse in each other's spaces and learn. So big shout out to Starbucks Carlton Place for putting that on, and they're going to be having more and more of these.
I think that's incredible. I love the human libraries, if you will, and being able to check someone out, because it turns into one of those ask me anythings where you can just, you know, if you have questions about certain cultures, certain ways of life, you know, certain the way people were living in other countries, and you've always had this curiosity that offers almost a once in a lifetime opportunity for some people to get that information.
Absolutely. And again, I think that a lot of us are afraid to ask questions, and questions are really good if they come from an open and curious space. And so I think that, you know, it's good to ask questions and to learn about other cultures and to put yourself out there, to be brave to ask questions. And then for those in our community who are being asked the questions, you know, to really share their experience. And that's where we learn together.
And that's really what Culture Connect is all about. It's right there in its title, a celebration of diversity and culture. And wow, it just sounds like it's going to be really interesting. Once again, if you could please give us the website, Jody.
So again, that is liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect.
And maybe you could just tell us what you hope to come out on the other side of this month with, not only for you, but for the participants. And by participants, I mean people who are coming in and learning, but also the people who are taking part, showcasing their culture.
Well, I really think that one, this is our first year, so we had very little time to plan, because you know, a couple months ago we didn't know what this summer was going to look like, and so the fact that we've been able to pull this together, thanks to every one of our community partners, is amazing to me. It makes my heart feel full, and two, this is an opportunity for us to test this out. What works, what hasn't worked, what can we do next year? Because this is just going to continue to grow. And really what our goal is to have our community members make a conscious effort to bring these community of practices together to unify our efforts to celebrate culture, to reconnect and to make new connections. That's what Culture Connect is all about.
Jody, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I want to thank you so much for telling our listeners all about Culture Connect today.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Jody Buchholz, who is the manager, Local Immigration Partnership, Lanark and Renfrew, and we have been speaking about Culture Connect. Once again, the website is liplanarkrenfrew.ca/culture-connect to find out what is going on in and around your communities. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.